Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi. I'm doing one dictation for emergency medication with you. The patient name is Inucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I, Anna, A-N-N-A. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Her telephone number is 586-292-2541. Date of evaluation is March 9th, 2022. Subjective and object data. Inucci called to the office and requested the staff to get an emergency appointment because of increased depression and tiredness. She was seen around 5:35 for 25 minutes. She described that she has been undergoing a lot of stress due to several medical issues. She was last seen in October of 2021. Since then, she has not seen any psychiatrist. She indicated she fell and broken her bone. She remained for therapy. While in November of 2021, she developed COVID while she was in hospital. There is, she developed blood clot in her lung. And since then, she has been blood thinner, which she has to continue until the end of this month. Anna described that she has been feeling very depressed, sad. No one given any evaluation or any treatment. Whatever medication she was taking, she was still continuing, like Aricept 5 mg daily, Seroquel 25 mg in the morning, 50 mg at bedtime, Lametrozine 200 mg daily. She describes she is feeling depressed, sad, not happy, having poor sleep, although she has been taking melatonin. She is also on several other medical medications, but details she was not able to provide. Patient was seen through Doxy, but through the phone call. Her phone is, it was a audio call, on video call she was not able to connect her cell phone. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She feels tired, fatigued, not feeling happy, still living in extended care facility and has been undergoing for therapy. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was depressed, affect was sad, speech was slow, motor activity decreased. She denied, she admitted period of sadness, depression, problem with sleep, appetite, feeling of tiredness, no suicidal homicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination delusion. I discussed with her that she has history of bipolar disorder, but I would avoid not to give her any antidepressant, but considering risk and benefit, I will try low dose of Celexa. Other options could be Prozac. She was on Remran in the past. However, considering risk and benefit, I will avoid and will monitor her closely. I explain the risk and benefit of the medication and start on Celexa 10 mg daily. I will change Seroquel to Seroquel XR, 50 mg at bedtime. This should be taken half an hour before dinner and continue Lamictal 200 mg daily. I further explained risk and benefit and the side effect. She agreed. I also discussed that I would like to see her every week until she gets more stable. I also informed the staff from my office to make appointment anytime according to her need. This is the end of the dictation, then my doctor spoke.
Yeah.